Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 35. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 22. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 32.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. According to projections from Gas Buddy, Americans will spend billions less at the pump during this next year, with the average gas in Wichita being $2.73 and going down nationwide. 12 News spoke with a handful of drivers about these lowering gas prices.
Bad thing.
Well, I'm in favor of it. They've been too high too long anyway.
I drive this SUV, so it likes gas. I can go hiking more in the mountains now.
Gas Buddy is also projecting that diesel prices will be going down as well. In other news, the Kansas Board of Regents has allocated $16.5 million coming from the state treasury to tear down 500,000 square feet of obsolete buildings on university campuses. This is all in an effort to save around $250 million in repairs to roofing, electrical, plumbing, heating, cooling, and other systems that are deteriorating over time. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Jenna Krob and her family live in Southwest Augusta and have yet to receive an answer from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment or the Kansas Corporation Commission as to why there is crude oil mixed into their water supply. She spoke with 12 News.
The permanent answer needs to be real water. When it's been tested positive that there is crude oil in there, I'm just surprised that there hasn't been more action.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has pointed the finger towards the Kansas Corporation Commission, and Jenna Krob is not a fan.
The KCC is telling me to live out of a eventual holding tank, and it would still not be 100% that we wouldn't get contamination again. That's not the answer.
The real solution would be rural water, but with the permanent fix costing $3.5 million, no one wants to pay for it.
KCC doesn't have the money. KDHE, the rural water company, doesn't have the money. I need to talk to somebody in legislation and get and talk with the governor or whoever I need to talk to.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Hastings Fire and Rescue is receiving new equipment and are able to put it to use this month. Fire Chief Brad Starling spoke with KSMB Local 4 about the process of getting this new equipment.
The packs were getting old, and we knew that it was time to replace them, and so we formed a committee together and had some individuals step up and began the process of identifying the brand and style of packs that we want to go with and getting costs for those.
In other news, Governor Jim Billen's executive order to end remote work is being put on pause as the Nebraska Commission of Industrial Relations granted a motion for temporary relief for the union that represents more than 8,000 state employees. The Nebraska Association of Public Employees filed a petition to the CIR alleging that the state of Nebraska violated the State Employees Collective Bargaining Act by refusing to negotiate an executive order which would end remote work for state employees beginning on the 2nd of January. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
The one you have been waiting for. Our year-end sale starts right now at Rusty Eck Ford. Just say yes. Choose from our huge inventory of over 400 pre-owned vehicles, many priced $20,000 or less. Just say yes. Zero down delivers. Choose up to 40 vehicles with monthly payments of $339 per month with no money down. Over 400 used vehicles to choose. Yes. Zero down delivers. Yes. Payments as low as $339 per month. Yes! Hurry into Rusty Eck Ford for our year-end sales event and just say yes to a new pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, 2019 Fusion P1888. Sale price $19,655. 72 months at 6.75% APR. $0 down with approved credit subject. Prior sale offers cannot be combined. Expires 1-2024.
Often when it comes to goal setting, Kansas State University Family Resource Management Specialist Elizabeth Kish says we think it's all or nothing. We think I have to do this or I have to be focused. However, that's not necessarily the best or most successful way to achieve what goals you have. Instead, Kish says to take the long view on setting goals.
If you take a little bit of a longer view, incremental or step by step, you can get a lot done. And if we think about it, we all have, I think it's 168 hours in a week. And how much of that do we actually use to achieve our goals, whatever they are, personal, financial, health goals? And some things really do just take an hour a week, but you can make a big amount of progress on a project for an hour or two a week on a regular basis.
Kish says goals should be realistic. In other words, are they attainable? She also cautions against going overboard trying to accomplish your goals. Instead, she recommends taking a kinder, gentler approach.
For example, I'm a big reader, and I feel like sometimes I don't read as much as I would like to. And so I read somewhere that if you just develop a habit of reading like 7 minutes a day, over time, you're going to finish books. And you might then extend it if you have more time, but just that 7 minutes a day can really make a big difference. It's same with fitness goals. We usually talk about 15 to 20 minutes as a sort of minimum entry point. And if that was all you did was walk 20 minutes a day at a pretty brisk pace, I think you would be heart health-wise in pretty good shape.
It's common to set some type of goal at the beginning of a new year, only to see the commitment last a few weeks. Developing a routine can help keep you on track. However, if for some reason you don't reach your intended outcome, Kish says that's okay.
You don't beat yourself up. You just say, okay, well, I haven't walked for 2 weeks, but I'm going to start. Or maybe, you know, I spent a little bit more than I intended to. I went out more than I had planned for. So I'm going to cut back a little bit for the next couple of weeks and just balance, you know. But again, it's about your time horizon, we call it, like how far you look ahead. Some of us, we might have a weekly time horizon, a monthly time horizon, a seasonal time horizon, and then a year, you know, or 5 years.
When it comes to goals, the general recommendation is to write them down, share them with others, and review them periodically. But don't obsess over them. As we age, our goals are most likely going to change. For example, saving for retirement may not be a high priority goal in our 20s, but it will be by the time we are in our 40s or 50s. Kish says one issue many of us deal with is the fear that we'll outlive our money.
But also just what are you going to do? How are you going to stay active? How are you going to stay interested and curious and all of those things? And I think that all has to do with family resource management. How will you live? Where will you live? You know, what do you need? What sort of supports might you need? And just to start thinking about those things, because it comes faster than we realize.
When thinking about well-being over a lifespan, Kish says the goal is to achieve balance. Kish says a wellness wheel, which illustrates a wellness model with 8 dimensions, social, physical, emotional, occupational, spiritual, intellectual, environmental, and financial, provides a sense of balance between your body, spirit, and mind.
And the spokes of the wheel are the different dimensions of wellness. And then if you draw a circle and draw those spokes and label it, and then you put like an X or whatever where you are on the spoke, if you're pretty round, you could think of that as balanced. Even if you're narrow, you might be balanced but have less well-being. Or if you're further out on some but narrow in others, then it's like you have a flat tire. And so you've got some areas that you might work on. This is, again, a place for thinking about longer term or, you know, what are the small, relatively easy changes or behaviors that you could start or stop that will make a big difference in your life. And that's where, you know, you probably want to put your energy, is the higher payoff, but the less effort.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. More sunshine throughout Tuesday, a bit warmer with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Then mostly cloudy skies Tuesday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid 20s. Still more sunshine into Wednesday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. And partly cloudy skies Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Staying a bit cooler on Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 30s, and a slight chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Scattered rain and snow showers may continue into Friday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Then more rain and snow may be possible throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and mid 20s. Staying cloudy throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s, and mostly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid teens and mid 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 40, record high on this date 66, the average low 20 and the record low 8 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:14.
You've heard the saying, it's not the years in your life, but the life in your years.
Are you tired of looking at your old grimy and mildewy bathtub? Looking to replace it with a beautiful walk-in shower, but cash is tight? For as little as $89 a month, no payments for 12 months for consumers who qualify. Remodeling loans can put you into a beautiful new walk-in shower in as little as one day. You can rest easy knowing that Remodeling Loans, a network of certified contractors screened and handpicked by us, offers premier products, top-rated service, and value, increasing the beauty, safety, and value of your home. A new walk-in shower will also provide you with a germ-free, slip-resistant, safe, and beautiful new bathroom. Call 800-391-8140 and take advantage of our holiday special of free installation. Our agents are standing by, ready to schedule your appointment with our design team at no cost and no obligation to you. All callers will receive a free upgrade of premium colors just for calling today. A beautiful new walk-in shower is now within reach. Call 800-391-8140. That's 800-391-8140.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 1st, the first day of 2024. Patriots Paul Revere and Betsy Ross were both born New Year's babies, and on this day in 1902, the first Rose Bowl football game was played in Pasadena, California. A university in Finland has found that people who are now in their 70s are in much better shape than similar septuagetarians were three decades ago. Memory, verbal fluency, muscle strength, and reaction speed have markedly improved for that age group. Better nutrition and hygiene, improved working conditions, and access to education may account for much of the improvement. And even better news, rather than just increased longevity, vitality and quality of life has been increasing through the midlife years. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
KNDY.
This New Year's, Blue Valley Door Company hopes the men and women of the military are staying safe. Have a happy 2024 from all of us at Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice. Service and install all types of doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, residential doors and openers. Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram knows that many American soldiers are overseas at this very minute fighting to preserve our freedoms and way of life. Thank you for serving America, and may the new year bring you home safely. Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Beatrice, where value meets values.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The college football playoff semifinal game between Michigan and Alabama will be played at the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl. Here's what Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh had to say about the atmosphere.
It's huge. I mean, it's right where we want to be. First of all, that's exactly where we want to be. And our guys deserve to be congratulated for putting themselves in this position, as does Alabama. Two great programs. Facing off in a playoff atmosphere. I mean, it's as good as it gets. We're honored, excited to be here. Who's got it better than us? I mean, that's the thing that comes to mind.
And here's what Nick Saban had to say about the pomp and circumstance of the weekend.
The one thing that's important for everybody is you got to stay committed to what we came here for. Regardless of whether you're a player or a coach or whatever your future might hold for you.
Mid-American Network Sports.
The Foreigner Farewell Tour continues March 1st at Seven Clans First Council Casino Resort. Foreigner says goodbye in a night of hit after hit. Friday, March 1st. Tickets available at 7clans.com. The Casino Players Club. Charged by phone 866-966-1777. Foreigner returns to Newkirk. 7clans First Council Casino Resort. Don't miss it.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
The Kansas City Chiefs say that they're geared up and ready to go for their second to last game of the regular season as they're trying to cling on to that first position in the AFC West as they have a kickoff for their second game of the Sunday afternoon against the Cincinnati Bengals. They're at home at Arrowhead Stadium with kickoff at 3:25. And all eyes right now are on quarterback Patrick Mahomes on whether he can rebound from last week's game.
Yes, drop passes are a big part of it, but Mahomes hasn't been sharp either. 5.3 yards per attempt last week, a low 70s rating, TD against a pick, four straight games with a sub-94 rate, four straight games with an INT, has 14 interceptions for the year, most of his career.
That audio from the NFL. The Chiefs are coming off their 20-14 loss against the Las Vegas Raiders. The final game of the season comes up next Sunday on January 7th as they head back on the road to take on the Chargers. The Chiefs currently sit 9-6 for the regular season, just atop the AFC West. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Most gardeners suffer zone envy. We want to grow plants that are not suited to our region's growing conditions. When we do push the limits, we may be forced to bring some of these less-than-hardy plants indoors for winter. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow these plants in a cool, bright location. Most thrive in daytime temperatures of 65 to 70 degrees, with the night temperatures about 10 degrees cooler. Supplement natural light with artificial light as needed. Spots and vertical light bars help light reach all parts of the plant. Set plants on a saucer filled with pebbles. This elevates the plants above any excess water that collects in the saucer. As it evaporates, it increases the humidity around the plant. Water thoroughly and often enough to keep the soil slightly damp, not soggy wet. Mist leaves occasionally to remove dust and reduce the risk of aphids and mites. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit sticky traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
Begin your new year with a new career at Landall in Marysville. Currently accepting applications for experienced assemblers, welders, painters, and a net developer. You cannot beat the benefits Landall offers. Wages start at $16 up to $21.20 per hour with a $2 an hour shift differential for second and third shift, 4% attendance bonus, promotions, raises, all-inclusive medical plan, paid time off and paid holidays, weekly paychecks, and more. Apply online and learn more at Landall.com or call 785-562-5381 for more information. Landall Company is an equal opportunity employer.
In 1928, the Beeley brothers received quite an offer from Henry Ford. He offered them $1 million for something they created. The story of what they built and what they did with Ford's offer is quite a story. It's part of our Best of 2023 series, next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As Sharon Cleave shares, in the early 1900s, Frank and Joseph Beeley began carving large, intricate wooden clocks on their farm near Spillville, Iowa. Some of the clocks neared 10 feet in height with moving figures and music, with some taking over 2 years to create. Perhaps it would have been an interesting story just known to locals, if not for a prominent man who paid the Beeley brothers a visit.
I don't know how Henry Ford heard about these, but I'm sure that as wealthy as he was, I know he's probably sent his scouts out all over looking for things for his museum in Dearborn, Michigan. He actually offered the Beeley brothers $1 million for the clock that's behind us here.
That's the American Pioneer History Clock that Ford offered to purchase for $1 million, about $17 million in today's value.
They turned him down. They didn't even want to take $1 million for it. They considered it their masterpiece.
Ford's offer was refused. Something else soon occurred.
After that, it hit the newspapers that Henry Ford had been in town and that these clocks existed. People started coming by the thousands out to the farm.
Their sister Anna charged 10 cents admission per person. In 1947, the brothers moved to town and sold the farm when their parents passed away. The Beeley brothers never married, so they made arrangements for their priceless clocks to have a permanent home here.
They actually willed them to the town of Spillville with the stipulation that they never be broken up in any way, that the collection stayed together, nothing would ever be sold.
And that's where you can see them today, an amazing collection of clocks carved and created by the Beeley brothers over their lifetime that lives on in this small town. Traveling the countryside in Spillville, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
KNDY.
Just because it's winter, it doesn't mean your compost pile has to sit idle. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for ways to keep that black gold cooking through the cold as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Composting is a common activity for gardeners, and with the right care, the compost pile can be productive during the winter. It's the activity of microorganisms that decompose the material and turn it into beautiful compost, so we need to help them along. Kelly Feehan is an Extension Community Environmental Educator at the University of Nebraska. She says if your compost pile is decomposing and generating heat, there are some things you can do to help maintain the warmth.
Such as covering the pile with a deep layer of leaves or straw. Some people will cover their compost pile with black tarp because that will absorb heat, but it can also keep out excess moisture from winter rains or heavy wet snows. You can take black plastic bags and fill them with tree leaves and place them around the outside of the bin to kind of provide some insulation from the side as well.
It's not a good idea to turn the compost pile in winter because it could lose some of the heat. However, she says you can continue adding layers of material to it.
And that's a mixture of carbon or brown dry material. We have a lot of dry tree leaves, especially if you collect them and store them. And nitrogen or the green wet material. So you can add kitchen waste. So the vegetable scraps, fruit scraps, coffee grounds. You could also add manure. Horse manure, cattle manure, poultry manure, that'd be a source of nitrogen as well.
For the best results, a compost pile should measure at least 3 feet by 3 feet and no more than 5 feet by 5 feet. If it's too small, it will have trouble staying warm, and larger piles hold too much water or don't allow enough air to the center. Learn more about winter composting at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Farm worker shortages are nothing new. A past example today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. With many young men needed for the military effort during World War II, some professions, including farming, were short of workers. Popular radio programs of the day, like the Green Hornet, were tapped to help solve the shortage. Here's a clip from a May 1942 broadcast.
In the interest of our government,
The King Trendle Broadcasting Corporation asks you to accept Uncle Sam as the sponsor of the Green Hornet program. Have you ever worked on a farm? Do you want a farm job? Then you are needed to help produce food for victory. America must plant, grow, harvest, and process more food than ever before. Food for our armed forces, food for our allies, and food for our army of war production workers. If you have ever worked on a farm, you can help win the battle of food production. If you've ever worked on a dairy farm, there's a job waiting for you, especially if you know how to operate a milking machine. Register now at your nearest United States Employment Office.
Anyone alive today who may have heard that broadcast was probably pretty young at the time, but perhaps had parents or other adult relatives who responded to work those farms during the war. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Twin Rivers Ford knows being away from friends and family is difficult for those men and women who are serving in the military. Thanks to them, Americans everywhere can celebrate the holidays with peace of mind. Have a safe and happy new year from Twin Rivers Ford in Fairbury. Visit our website at twinriversford.com. FNIC Group is honored to support the military men and women and want to thank them for their sacrifices for America and hopes 2024 brings worldwide peace and them safely home. Have a happy new year from FNIC Group, formerly Penner Insurance in Beatrice. Our name has changed, but our values haven't.
K-State makes a gluten breakthrough. Good Monday and Happy New Year's. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Kansas State University researchers report a breakthrough in developing wheat-based foods that contain lower amounts of gluten. It's a discovery that could lessen the adverse effects of celiac and other autoimmune diseases. Scientists from K-State, the Agricultural Research Service, and in partnership with Kansas Wheat, successfully used the gene editing technique called CRISPR to reduce the presence of two types of gluten-coding genes. Gluten is a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. When people with celiac disease eat gluten, their body mounts an immune response that attacks the small intestine and small finger-like projections that help the body absorb nutrients. Researchers admitted they were surprised that once the genes got edited, it reduced the immunotoxicity. However, gluten won't be completely removed from wheat as it's important for bread making. While the reduced gluten level achieved so far won't make wheat safe for use, it's an important step forward. Next, we spoke with Gary Crawford from the USDA as he gave us early speculation on the 2024 spring planting.
Yes, I know we are just starting the winter, but almost everybody in agriculture is already trying to figure out what farmers are going to plant this spring. In 2023, corn growers boosted acreage from the year before by 6.3 million acres to a very high 94 million. Soybean growers cut back on plantings by just under 4 million. USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says that will bring on a buildup of corn stocks in 2024 and a drawdown in soybean stocks.
So when one looks out in the into the future for next year and one looks at, say, next harvest times soybean to corn price ratio, it's strongly, at this point, strongly favoring that we'll get a rebound in bean acres and maybe we'll pull down some of that very high level of corn acres. That's what we see at the moment.
But as we found out in 23, anything can happen between now and putting those seeds in the ground. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news through the Mid-America Ag Network.
The one you have been waiting for. Our year-end sale starts right now at Rusty Eck Ford. Just say yes. Choose from our huge inventory of over 400 pre-owned vehicles, many priced $20,000 or less. Just say yes. Zero down delivers. Choose up to 40 vehicles with monthly payments of $339 per month with no money down. Over 400 used vehicles to choose. Yes. Zero down delivers. Yes. Payments as low as $339 per month. Yes. Hurry into Rusty Eck Ford for our year-end sales event and just say yes to a new pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, 2019 Fusion P1888, sale price $19,655.72 months at 6.75% APR, $0 down with approved credit subject to prior sale. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 1-10-2024.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a honeymoon Ford lately?
Deworming cattle prevents parasites from making them sick. Choose dewormers carefully because there is no cookie-cutter approach. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Cattle and other livestock to protect them from health-robbing external and internal parasites. There are several methods for administering a dewormer, but a question you should ask when choosing is, does the effectiveness match the efficiency? John Davidson is the Senior Associate Director for Beef Cattle Professional Services at Beringer Ingelheim. He says deworming products should not all be considered equal.
Because they are chemically different, their behavior in the animal is different. The parasite susceptibility to those products and compounds is going to be different. So knowing the objective of the deworming protocol, what the goals are, the timing and seasonality, all those things factor in terms of ultimately selecting a product that is going to best fit your program and also give you the greatest return on your investment.
He emphasizes the importance of sitting down with your veterinarian to make sure you're both on board with which products will be used and how they fit into your operation.
The production goals and the limitations for whether it's facilities, labor, timing, other things. Are we talking farmer feeders here or strictly cow-calf or a hobby-type enterprise? Really understanding the goals of the producer, it's critical for a veterinarian so they can devise a herd health protocol that is the best fit for that producer. So no, I would not recommend a one-size-fits-all.
Proper dosing and administration of products and excellent pasture management can reduce the likelihood of parasites developing resistance to commonly used dewormers. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about choosing dewormers at agriculture.com.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday and Happy New Year's from all of us here at the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information. Obviously, no trading happening today, so let's get you a recap of how things finished up on Friday, the final trading day of 2023, as it was a mostly lower day pretty much all across the board. We'll start with the livestock. February live cattle down 42 at 168.50. April trading down 2 cents at 172.25. January feeders dropped 17 to 222.30. March was down 2 cents at 223.10 and a lower day for hogs as well. February dropped 47 to 67.97. April hogs to 74.85. That was a drop of 15 cents per hundredweight. Into the grains now, we saw March corn slightly lower, down to 471 and a quarter. May trading at 484 a bushel. That was also slightly down. March Kansas City wheat dropped 1 3/4 to 642. May was at 644 per bushel. That was a drop of 1 cent. Now we take a look into the soybeans. January beans dropped 11 3/4 to 1293 and a half. March was at 1298 per bushel. That was a drop of 14 cents. January soybean meal down 7 at 386. March down 470 at 386 as well. And then some green finally for the soy complex. January soy oil up 30. 35 at 47.84. March was up 20 at 48.18. And the cotton complex also slightly higher. March cotton up 5 at 81 even. May was up 25 at 82.15. Into the energy markets now. Same story, mixed to mostly lower as February crude oil dropped 12 down to 71.65. March trading at 71.84. That was a loss of 13. Mostly unchanged for February and March. Unleaded gas slightly higher though. February trading at 210 a gallon. March was at 212. Heating oil for February was down 1 at 252. March dropped a penny as well down to 249. And February natural gas down 4 at 251. March dropped a full nickel down to 232. Into the metals now. February gold drops 1170 to 2071.80. April trading at 2091.80. That was down 1170 as well. March silver drops 28 cents down to 2408. May was down 29 at 2432. Look at the stock markets and how they finished up on Friday. The Dow Jones dropped 20 at 37,689. The S&P down 13 at 4,769. And the NASDAQ down 83 at 15,011. Dollar index, though, did finish up 11 at 101.02.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports. News from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C. Plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse Trailer
Sales. As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you, our field is agriculture. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Recent events and decisions internationally have or likely will impact the grain market. The senior economist at the IGP Institute at K-State, Guy Allen, discusses how Argentina's government has changed and how the drought has impacted the Panama Canal. He explains how Argentina may influence the market.
Talk a bit about the foreign exchange, which that sort of drives all commodities, particularly export demand. We've seen the U.S. dollar come off about 5 points in the last couple weeks, last 10 days. That's on the back of the Fed sort of indicating they're not going to raise interest rates in the near future. But just this week, we saw Argentina move their exchange rate from 400 pesos to the U.S. dollar to 800 as the new president, Milei, took office. He's also making significant structural changes in the government. I think he's only appointed 9 ministers out of 18, so a significant cut in the government overhead. There's discussion that they're going to remove the export tax, and we'll see how successful he is in making those changes. But a lot happening there in Argentina nearby as we see that change in government that's going to have a significant impact on trade flows and prices.
Allen says why transporting goods in the Panama Canal has increased in price.
It's been a bit dry down there, and the big lake, which sort of feeds their that water system where they lock it through the isthmus down there, is low. So they've restricted drafts. A month or so ago, they started restricting the number that transit the canal. That's raised prices. And last month, they've put in slots. So now you have to go out and book and buy in a slot. And they're declining. And there's actually a secondary market that's evolved from that. So that's significantly increasing the price of any goods or commodities that have to transit that canal.
The United States is able to avoid some of the price increase from the Panama Canal, and he explains how.
It hasn't had a major impact. It sort of changes the flow, but here domestically, grain commodity either moves off the West Coast, off the PNW, or it moves out of the U.S. Gulf. And we can change that flow very easily by what's been happening. The basis values at the Gulf have got fairly cheap. relative to the PNW. So we're seeing, rather than have to transit the canal, we just move our export flows from the western states to the PNW rather than to the center Gulf. So it's having an impact, but not as much as you might see. But it is quite bullish, western basis values versus eastern Corn Belt basis values.
That was K-State's IGP Institute senior economist Guy Allen on a few international actions that are taking place that are or could be influencing the grain market. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
Yeah.
Country Station, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.